Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
You mentioned Mike Evans as well. Now, all of a sudden, it seems as if Mike Evans is likely to move on from Tampa Bay as they try to kind of, reconfigure their roster a little bit.
I don't know if I'd say he's likely to move on, but he is probably going to test the market. Since we recorded this, news was reported that the Bucks are likely going to use the franchise tag on Antoine Winfield, who is a safety, who's a stud, Pro Bowl snub this past year. And the tag for safeties is much cheaper than the tag for receivers. So you slap that tag on Winfield, you keep him around, and you keep it going. But there was also, and who knows with this stuff, obviously this can change, but there was a reported deadline that came and went that this was when the Bucks had kind of we're going to break off extension talks with Mike Evans, and that was last week or a week and a half ago or something like that. So it sounds like Evans is going to hit the market. Now, that also coincides with Baker Mayfield probably hitting the market.
Right.
And the Bucks have cap resources. They have $43 million in cap space. They're definitely one of these teams that's going to benefit from the cap going up this year. But again, those are two guys that in Mayfield and Evans that could get blown away by big offers elsewhere. And I think just Mayfield, just because he plays quarterback,
and
who's to say that some team that's just thirsty for quarterbacks isn't gonna?
God, that would be psychotic.
It would not be what I would do. But again, you could see it happening.
Psychotic.
I think it would be psychotic on Baker's part too, just because even though Dave Canales is gone, you found success now in Tampa. You've moved around so much. You've had so many different coaching staffs and all this stuff. Maybe you just want to stick with what you had last year. But the Evans part of it is definitely a concern here too. And I think, I wonder if the two situations kind of play into each other, because Mike Evans loves the Bucks. He's a Bucks lifer. They've had a great relationship. He's been there forever since 2015, great career. But I definitely think, again, there's some temptation of Mike Evans, maybe some team wants to come in. I mean, I just look at the Lions are such an obvious candidate because they have $57 million in cap space. And they could use a vertical playmaker on the outside. I definitely think there's some team that could really blow Mike Evans away with a big offer, even though he's an older player. And if the Bucks can't also retain Mayfield too, I think they'll give him something to think about. Ultimately, I think it's just hard for me to envision Mike Evans in another uniform, but I do think that there's at least a conversation to be had here.
There's so many different teams that obviously could use the services of Mike Evans. I don't even know if it's worth talking about all the teams because, golly, Matt, you saw it this year, man. I mean, there was just so many teams desperate for outside X receiver play. And Mike Evans, obviously one of the best to ever do it. You said you tracked him. Have you tracked him a little bit? Yes. I don't think you're through his full games. Oh, are you through his full?
I am.
Okay.
I finished this morning, actually, in prep for the pod. So
So I am excited. So tell me, what are we looking at here with Mike Evans? I mean, from a visual, especially from a highlight bias standpoint, no degradation of skills or explosiveness, man. But what do the RP numbers tell you, though?
Yeah, so on the inverse of what we talked about with T. Higgins, where I think he had potentially the worst year of his four-year career, Mike Evans definitely had one of his best seasons this past year, man, which is which you got to love to see that. Okay, so a couple of numbers here. 73.1% success rate versus man. That was actually the best of his career. Wow. And again, this is a guy going back to 2014. He had a 75.4% success rate versus press, which was the second highest of his career, just narrowly losing, well, not narrowly, but losing to his 2021 career best of 79.1%. So Mike Evans had one of his best years last year, third best success rate versus zone. And again, this is a guy that, like, he's been around since RP's been a thing. Reception perception started tracking. I started tracking full league-wide data in 2014. That was Mike Evans' first year of his career. So, I had a lot of experience with Mike Evans over the years. And one thing I've always said about Mike is that he is the most, like, of in terms of superstar receivers, kind of like the most misunderstood guys, because people think of him as just a big jump ball receiver, but this guy is an awesome route runner. I've actually had a conversation with Mike Evans about this very factor of like why his game gets kind of stereotyped as one of these big jump ball receivers, but he's got just an ability as a route runner, I think, that's really underrated. An ability as a technician, the understanding the technical part of game the technical part of the game that was really just super underrated. And this is a great thing if you're a Panthers fan. Pay attention to what I'm about to say right now, because, man, the offensive coaching in Tampa Bay from a pass game standpoint was so encouraging. And I think the biggest thing that you can take and sort of compare and contrast here, Mike Evans' route tree in 2022, which I think really contributed to statistically a down season for him and statistically kind of a season that got a lot of people not drafting, myself included, like not drafting him in fantasy. Obviously, there was the Baker Mayfield factor, but you had to kind of wonder, like, all right, what's going on with Mike Evans here? Like, he was so volatile, but they had him run a go route in the 2022 Bucs offense on 27% of his routes. That dropped all the way down to 16.5% in the first year with Dave Canales. His slant routes go up from 12.6% to 18.5%. I mean, just the outbreaking routes too jump from the simple out route, 8% of his routes in 2022, 15%. And man, Mike Evans has been incredible on all those routes I just laid out there, like slants and outs and these type of things. Like, he's been great on those routes throughout the course of his career in the Byron Leftwich offense. And, you know, who knows how much of this is what Tom Brady wants or whatever, but it was just so, nauseatingly simple. Like, I know, again, Mike Evans, he is a dangerous deep threat. He can get the ball at any point, whatever. He's gonna crush you on these routes. But, like, we don't have to have him running a go route on almost 30% of his routes. That's just especially, and this is what makes me mad about it. In looking back at it, especially with the way Tom Brady was not trying to get hit, the way he was trying to get the ball out so fast and all that stuff.
Right.
It made no sense to do this with your best player. On the inverse, there, the Bucs, they expand and grow his route tree and, like, have him run more slants and stuff like that, because that's what Baker Mayfield's going to benefit from, getting the ball out quickly to a guy like Mike Evans, or he's able to, again, it just made so much more sense, the usage for Evans last year. So combine that with the, I think, just one of the best separation seasons we've seen from a guy who is already a really underrated and kind of misunderstood separator. Very encouraging 2023 results for Mike Evans.
It's surprising, especially at this point in his career, that they would reconfigure some of his routes, and especially to the degree that you're talking about, man. I agree with you that in 2022, what are we doing out here with Mike Evans? You know, like, Tom Brady's getting the ball out in less than 2 seconds. Like, how the hell is that supposed to get? How are you supposed to get the ball to Mike Evans? It's literally impossible.
When he's running a go route too, James, those routes are not even going to be developed in 2 seconds or whatever Brady was doing.
It's insane. It's just crazy. So again, I'll ask you this. Obviously, he put together a great season here. There's still a lot of juice left, a lot of tread on these tires. What is the upside for a player like this? What kind of deal do you think this guy gets, man? Again, I know he's looking for something that's very respectable. It's not going to be top of the market, man. But again, I'm not, if it's anything less than, you know, $18 million a year, I'd be surprised.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would be stunned if it came in that low. I agree with you on that. Brad Spielberger, does a great job in PFF about, like, they do all the rankings there. He does a great job comparing, like, past free agents and their resumes and to the current guys that are hitting the market to kind of give us like comparable contracts. He compared Mike Evans's 2022 season to Kenny Golladay from 2021, who, you know, he ended up getting a monster deal. And I think that's probably a guy that's going to, I think he could exceed that. Right. So that's something that, you know, kind of gives you that. I think that, you know, like Davante Adams just, he signed a big deal with the Raiders as an aging player. Like, why couldn't Mike Evans ask for that same draft class? I don't know that he's going to get it, but that's like where I would put the asking price. And then you bring me down from there.
Right. Right. By the way, I found this to be interesting. I just looked this up via Next Gen Stats. But so he's running way fewer nine routes, obviously, in 2023 versus 2022. And what ended up happening, though, was that he ended up just having, again, more production across the board on deeper routes. Right. So any route that went over 20 air yards, he had more targets. He had more receptions. He had more yards. He had more touchdowns on again, all targets over 20 yards in 2023 with Baker Mayfield versus 2022 with Tom freaking Brady. Right. So yeah. It's interesting when they reduced his number of nine routes and gave him a more varied route tree. The exact opposite ended up happening is that when he ran those nine routes, when he ran those posts, when he ran the corner routes, he got the ball more. You know what I mean? So it's just doesn't it make more sense too, Matt, where you're like, yeah, you know, if we mix it up and the coverage doesn't know the defense doesn't know exactly what this guy's going to do, we could actually probably unlock him down the field instead of just throwing him into a brick wall over and over again.
Well, and I do think it's worth saying that, you know, Tom Brady of 2022 just wasn't the same Tom Brady that we've been accustomed to. So that's where, like, obviously in name and in name value, it's shocking to say, like, yeah, he was better with Baker Mayfield from a production standpoint. But like Baker played really well last year in Tampa Bay.
Oh, he did.
And yeah. I think the pass protection was better. People don't talk about this enough with that Bucs offense that they took Tristan Wirfs, who'd been a star at right tackle, and moved him to left tackle, which is a risky proposition, even though he had played on the left side in college. Like, still, it's a, you know, you're just moving a guy around a lot, whatever. But he was awesome, was Tristan Wirfs at left tackle. And then Luke Adeke kind of had a really good year at right tackle. Like, that offensive line just played much better overall than people were expecting, which gives Baker the time to sit there and let those deep routes develop. And yeah, you could not be more right that when you're not just, it's similar with running backs, right? Like the slam in the head over and over again, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Like when you're not just running that guy into the safeties down the field and you're actually being smart about it. The way they designed those routes for like these big plays off play action as well, which they were much better about running play action
right
this year than the previous or last year, as opposed to that 2022 Bucs offense. So that can't be understated in terms of being a big part of what's going on here. Again, this is all just like another feather in the cap for Dave Canales, who I've said like I'm pretty high on as an offensive play caller and offensive designer. He's obviously not going to be in Tampa, so all of this stuff is like, we'll see how that, like Liam Cohen comes back. From,
we'll see. Oh, boy.
Going back and forth between pro college. Oh, like now he's the offensive coordinator there in Tampa. That is kind of an unknown. We'll see about all that. And, yeah, I mean, for Mike Evans, just like any team that needs an outside X receiver, if he hits the market, like I do keep coming back to the Lions because, man, that would be so sick. It really feels like, you know, Josh Reynolds is up for free agency this year. It's like, imagine they take out Josh Reynolds and they throw in Mike Evans. Like, I mean, that no disrespect to Josh Reynolds, or Josh Reynolds, who's a solid player, but like, that's just taking your offense up a notch. The Titans and Commanders have a bunch of cap space, but like, I mean, come on, Mike Evans, if you're Mike Evans and you're getting blown away by a big offer from the Titans or Commanders, like let's be choosy about where we're going. If we're going to upend our life, those are not two teams I would think about going to, but yeah, I mean, the Lions again, come back to it. The Texans have a ton of cap space, but do they need a receiver? You can argue that for sure. I think they're probably set at that position. Quietly, the Rams also have a lot of cap space, and they're sort of in that window, right? I know they just kind of swung and missed on Allen Robinson when he was an aging free agent, but like Mike is coming off a much better year than Robinson was when he hit free agency, and that's a pretty natural fit there. So, and obviously there's the Chiefs. Everybody talks about the Chiefs. They don't have the oodles and oodles of cap space right now that some of these teams do, but they could restructure Pat Mahomes. They can move some money around. I know they have big defensive free agents to consider here too, but still, obviously I think they should and would get in the mix at least a call on Mike Evans if he was.
Yeah, they 100% should. That's obviously the obvious one because of the Super Bowl champs. I think the Ravens, to be honest with you, should make the call. this is a team that has spent the second fewest amount of their cap space on wide receivers, right? The Falcons have spent, and again, obviously this is because Drake London's on a rookie deal, but $8.5 million on wide receivers in 2024. Baltimore Ravens have $9.6 million, you know, locked into wide receivers as well. So, and that's the second lowest in the NFL, according to Spotrac. So this is a team that, again, you put him in there with Zay Flowers, and they try to find a little bit of magic here with Odell, move on from Odell, bring in Mike Evans, and pair him up with Zay Flowers. And, man, yeah, we could be cooking with something here, man. You know, I know they want to get a little something with Odell, and obviously the injuries to Bateman – I think are starting to take their toll too, but how about Bateman, Zay Flowers, and Mike Evans going along with the reigning MVP? Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential to mix up routes for guys like Bateman and Evans and kind of have their roles be a little interchangeable, because that was what was cool about the Bucs last year. Obviously, you know, you're mostly running Mike Evans out as a pure outside receiver X, you know, because he's that guy. There are also times in Tampa last year where they did move him around the formation. 23.9% of the snaps I sampled, he was in the slot. That was a nice number to see for him. You can get opportunities for Zay. Like, I think Zay Flowers is a guy who could play all three positions. I think Rashad Bateman is a guy who could play all three positions. And so you can have these guys sort of do different things. And, yeah, I mean, I still think Bateman's a really fantastic route runner. He's definitely been a guy that's lost some explosiveness and all that type of stuff. So I think there's still something there with Bateman. There will probably decline his fifth-year option, but keep him around to maybe grow under a guy like Mike Evans. I love that signing. It would definitely be – because I think they're Baltimore, it feels like every year they need a receiver, but they still need a receiver.
they do.
They just always end up drafting them, and then, you know, that player ends up, other than Zay Flowers, ends up, you know, becoming like a bust or injury marred or whatever, and that's been the kind of the way it's – I can't imagine them using another, like, early draft pick on a receiver, but they definitely – because Beckham, I think, probably is not coming back to this team, or if he does, he's going to be on a much lower role, and, like, once we get past Mike Evans, who probably hits the open market, then we're, you know, the next best guy is like Calvin Ridley. I don't think they need another like small separator. You know, you're talking about like Marquise Brown. I don't think he's about to be a Raven. I don't think. And then it's like Gabe Davis. We don't need a Gabe Davis type. Like, let's shoot for the moon with Mike Evans. I like that call.
Yeah. 2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.